We have the technologies, the resources, too, and our popular movements, now embryonic to be sure, could sufficiently strengthen to overcome entrenched interests to transform this country. Next Monday at 8 a.m., an Old Mole Climate Change special report.
What would you have instead?
This is it.
Comes a time when every second, every day, when every action, every thought will tell the world how you cast your vote.
And good morning, good morning, good morning. You are listening to Positively Revolting. It's 3 minutes after 8 o'clock here on Friday morning at KBOO, your community radio station. I'm Ani, and I'm here this morning with my beloved co-host, Lynn.
Yes, you are. Good morning, Portlandia.
So this morning we are talking
about...
Good
morning, Cascadia, yes.
Good morning, Cascadia, and the world.
And the world.
This morning, we're talking about taking women seriously, identifying how the patriarchy works in our lives, both in its subtle and its not-so-subtle, otherwise known as its blatant forms. In just a few minutes, we'll have a chance to talk with Cynthia Enloe, who's the author of the new book, Seriously, Investigating Crashes and Crises as If Women Mattered. It's her latest book. She is a feminist scholar who has written extensively on militarization and how that affects women's lives and oh, so many other things. We'll be talking to her in just about 10 minutes or so. But I want to point out that there's a lot of interplay in many of the shows that we have taken on in this last year. One of the common themes is how women are treated and seen in this world. And I want to draw people's attention to a really good article that was posted on Jezebel, Behind the Cultural Imperative for Women to be Sexy and Cute. It's written by Lisa Wade, and it notes that the sexualization of girls and the infantilization of women are two sides of the same coin. They both tell us that we should find youth, inexperience, and naivete sexy in women, but not in men. And that this reinforces the power and status differences between women and men, where vulnerability, weakness, and dependency, and their opposites, are gendered traits, desirable in one sex, but not the other. Reading that article, to me, that was a pretty good encapsulation of the patriarchy, period. Women are to be cute, sexy, and entertaining, responding to needs. Men are to be serious, strong, worldly, agents in their own lives, initiating action.
That's just no fun at all.
You know, I don't like the role I get in that one.
Besides, and I remember being in a sociology class where literally we were told men liked that the vulnerable thing with women for breeding purposes because I don't know, they'll be compliant. I mean, I actually remember hearing this sort of thing being taught. So I don't mean to interrupt your rant there.
No, but right, go right ahead.
Totally reminding me of that, and it's no fun.
And that sociology class was when?
Oh, in the dark ages.
See, and you know, here we are. Right? And this is the thing.
Dark ages redo.
Right. We keep thinking, oh, feminism, you know, it's kind of old. Oh, it's, you know, we've already been there. We've done that. And yet.
Janine Garofalo used to call people the thong feminists. That whole...
Tell me more.
Thong feminist.
I don't know so much about Janine Garofalo.
Oh, well, she's a... I'm sorry. She is a comedian, feminist with fairly liberal politics, and thong feminists were the young women who... A lot of younger women don't sort of know what we all went through in that, well, what women have been going through for some time. Cynthia's books really, this one seriously in particular talks about her, how she came to feminism in the 70s and take some things for granted that got worked really hard for. It's like women in the 20s that starved themselves so we could vote.
Right.
And worked very hard, and women have given their lives for that. And even though I'm not crazy about the political system, I still vote because I know that that's true, that I am standing on their shoulders. So, I remember, and it was a documentary about the Weather Underground, and I believe it was Mr. Bill Ayers who, and I don't think this is the present day him, I believe it was quite a few years ago, saying that in the 70s, wow, after the Vietnam War is over, there was nothing left but the women's movement. And apparently that wasn't that much fun, though I don't think of him as that kind of guy, but I remember being rather shocked to hear that on that particular documentary.
Mm-hmm. Because really, who would take seriously the women's movement? I mean, women aren't to be taken seriously anyway. We are, after all, to be cute, sexy, and entertaining. And that has been the message, you know, really all along, hasn't it? So what does that mean for us that fall outside that definition? It means that we're generally invisible or unvalued in mainstream culture. We're sort of relegated to Santa's little workshop of misfit toys. Now, don't get me wrong. I don't think there's really anything wrong with being sexy or cute.
No, I hope we'd get to that at some point.
You know,
They're fine.
I kind of like them. But at the same time, is that the be-all and end-all of my identity? It's not. And so this is, of course, what Lynn and I are one of the main themes, one of the main undercurrents in this modern world around us that we tackle here on Positively Revolting. And we do it, well, just about every week here Friday mornings on KBOO, because we are anarcho-feminists and we see everything through that lens, right? So whether we are talking about forest issues, whether we are talking about the police abuse of authority, whether we are talking about safeguarding our food supply and GMOs, or say anarchist organizing or the economy, these are other themes that we have taken on, other topics we've taken on, but always through them all, we look at it with that feminist lens because, in fact, women do matter. Women need to be taken seriously. Our opinions are, in fact, important. And we are free agents in our lives. And to that end, I want to ask you to support KBOO right now. I want to ask you to support Positively Revolting right now. I want to welcome Grace onto the airwaves.
Well, hello.
Good morning, Grace.
Hi. So good to hear you guys speaking on this topic. And we would like you to go to the phone right now and make a call. And that number you would be dialing or entering is 877-500-5266. And support this amazing program and support KBOO. We know we are here, we're back, we're doing great, but we need to hear from you, and we need more community support. We love our community here. So make that call, and if you support Smashing Patriarchy and what is being said here, then this is the time to make that call.
Absolutely. And who doesn't support Smashing the Patriarchy? Oh, I know, patriarchalists.
Yeah, there we go.
But, dear listener, let's face facts. That's not you, right?
No.
So it's time that you make the call, 877-500-5266, because, in fact, it's important action. It is the right action to start your day with here at the beginning of KBOO's semi-annual News and Public Affairs Day.
A very exciting day. It's one of my favorite days. This is a great time. You can make your pledge of support right now, and then you won't have to think about it for the rest of the day.
Well, I want to kind of sweeten things up a little bit.
Please
here.
Do.
Oh, yeah.
Do it.
We have some gifts. So we have the book by Cynthia Enloe called Seriously, Investigating Crashes and Crises as If Women Mattered. You can get this fabulous book for a $60 minimum pledge. That's $5 a month if you did that on electronic funds transfer, which is really a great deal. And this sounds like a great book, and I'm looking forward to reading it myself. And then you can also get, for a minimum $180 pledge, that's what, $15 a month, I believe.
It is that.
You can get about a 90-minute astrology and tarot consultation with Ani and Lynn. How about that? They have more than 30 years of collective experience working with astrology and tarot as tools to explore your path. And this is a great way. This would have to happen.
We'll also buy you tea.
And they'll buy you tea. How about that? This would have to happen in December. So think about it. This could be your solstice reading. What a great deal.
It could actually happen anytime between December and February, but not until December.
Right. So this would be a solstice reading that you could have. I kind of like to do that myself about once a year, you know, kind of getting all the, you know, everything's lined up. So call in right now at 877-500-5266 and take advantage of these great opportunities to explore, economic issues around women, and also explore your inner roadmap.
Really, explore yourself and support KBOO simultaneously.
Absolutely. Go ahead.
It's a winning situation, I think. Yeah. You were giving that number, Grace.
877-500-5266 or go online to kboo.fm. You know, I want to thank some folks right now. We have a new member, Yolanda from Southeast. Thank you, Yolanda. And Lynn from Northwest is a renewing member. And Shelby called in from Gresham. So thank you so much. And we really appreciate the support. And we want you to join Yolanda, Lynn, and Shelby and become part of this amazing community effort. 877-500-5266.
I know we have a $1,000 goal to raise this morning, and we can do that in a collective action kind of way. And you know, Lynn and I, we're collectivists, so we kind of believe in that. Please do your part. Independent media, KBOO, it's not a spectator sport. I've said it before, but it actually takes your active participation to keep us true to the grassroots and connected to the community. And you, my friend, are a huge part of that connection. When you support us with a few of your hard-earned dollars, you know you're doing your part to share in the responsibility of keeping KBOO independent and grassroots. That's why you need to call 877-500-5266. You can also join us online at kboo.fm and help us raise that $1,000, get us off to a great start here on News and Public Affairs Day, and help the momentum of this really fabulous fall drive continue onwards as we reach our overall goal of $125,000 by a week from Saturday. You can really get us there. It's only you that can. 877-500-5266. Thank you so much, Grace. We'll be back with you in just a few. But now, let's go ahead and switch it up a little bit. We welcome Cynthia Enloe to the airwaves. Good morning, Cynthia.
Hi there, Lynn. Hi, Ani.
Hello.
Good morning. We are so pleased to have you this morning. You want to introduce?
There?
Yeah, we are there. Hello. Hello.
Are you there?
We have perhaps a little technical issue. I don't believe Cynthia can hear us. So we'll get right back to Cynthia in just a moment. Meanwhile, Lynn, you can perhaps tell our gentle listeners
Exactly.
A little bit more about Cynthia.
She is the author of the groundbreaking analysis of globalization, which was Bananas, Beaches, and Bases, which addressed two deeply gendered and contested questions, which is what this particular, the Seriously book, I'm sorry, addressed two very deeply contested and gendered questions.
Hello,
Cynthia.
Yes, hi back.
Can you hear? Can we hear you? It's so
yes,
long. It's very
modern
far to yell. It's far to yell to Ontario, isn't it? Yeah, it's hard. It's hard to go all the way to Ontario. Anyway, we are introducing you because we often speak about gendered issues, and we like to talk about smashing the patriarchy. And your book, Seriously, Who is Taken Seriously and Who Gets to Bestow the Label Serious on Others? Among other books of yours, we have found fits right in, and we're really happy to have you this morning.
Oh, it's nice to be here.
Excellent. Lynn, I know that, did you want to go ahead and start off with some of your questions?
We have
I'm
just a short time, but I really
can
was,
me?
Can you, we can hear you.
Can you hear me?
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Okay, all the way in Ontario. Thank
I
you
lost
for,
you again.
You did?
I don't know if you had a moment to mention to our listeners that Cynthia is actually taking time out of a conference this
yes,
morning.
I was going to do that.
And is standing in a hallway to talk to us.
Are you there again?
Yes, we are still here. Are you there? Ooh, you know, this connection, it just...
Are you there?
We are. I think it might be Cynthia's connection, and we're going to... there she goes. We're going to try to call Cynthia back, is what we're going to try to do.
Excellent, because it will be wonderful to talk to her if we actually can talk all the way to Ontario, yes.
It seems like
Ontario,
a long way, doesn't it?
It does indeed. It does indeed.
Well, I'm going to go ahead and talk for a few more minutes about some other articles that are coming to light, some other information. I'm sorry, yes?
Well, I have a good, someone just sent me an interesting article about girls' Halloween costumes, then and now, the evolution from silly to sexy.
Indeed, that is at Go.
Was that one
that
of yours
one
as well?
One of the ones I've marked. And there is, again, this, and I don't want to, please do not mistake what I am saying as anti-sex in any way. There is nothing wrong with being sexy. There is nothing
or
wrong
sexual.
With being sexual. But
if you're
when
an adult.
That is, in fact, the be-all and end-all of your expected identity, when that is, in fact, being sold as your worth, or should I say when you're being sold with that as your worth, that's the issue. That's the problem. And when we're seeing the sexualization of young girls, that's a part of patriarchy. Is just as we had talked about at the beginning with the Jezebel article, it is the other half of the coin of making adult women infantilized. And that's not okay.
And sexualizing children
is not okay.
No, that's to me even worse. You know, as an adult, I have control whether how childlike I actually want to be, but. But
children don't really have that choice.
Yeah. And, you know, I always look at the little kid beauty contests and cringe.
As for good reason, really. And I think we might have Cynthia there.
I think it's starting to sound like Cynthia.
Yes. Hi there.
Cynthia, hi.
Well, at least I get to eavesdrop on you.
Well, there's at least that. Welcome back again to the airwaves, Cynthia. And thank you for your patience.
Sorry about all our disconnecting.
Thank you very much for your patience this morning and trying to connect with us. I know you're taking time out of your very busy schedule.
Again.
Oh, no. Again?
We have to ask these questions really
Maybe
fast instead of thanking
work.
Her.
We'll
are you
have.
There?
Yes, we are.
We are.
Are you there?
Yes, we are. I think that this is not going to work. That's my guess. I think we're going to, in fact, say thank you, Cynthia,
thank you,
for trying very hard
try,
to take this time.
We will try again to
are
interview.
You there?
We are.
Hello?
Oh, dear. No, it's not going to work. I signal to our engineer, oh, mon Dieu, we are sad. I don't know why I want to speak faux French this morning, but I really do.
It's okay.
Yeah, okay. It's like that. I also want to remind people that you are listening to Positively Revolting. This is your community radio station. We were trying very hard to connect with feminist scholar Cynthia Enloe, who was taking time out of her schedule to hang out in a hallway of some university where a conference is going on in Ontario, where obviously
apparently they get very
her
bad
cell phone does
reception,
not actually cover. So sad. So very, very sad. That said, you are listening to Positively Revolting. I'm Ani. I'm here with Lynn. You at least have the two of us. And together we are taking on the patriarchy as we do.
Why don't
so
we take
often.
Some phone calls?
We absolutely can do that. We ask that you can call in and tell your own inspiring patriarchal smashing story, if you would like, at 503-231-8187. That's 503-231-8187. If you have something to say about your experience with patriarchy, with rape culture, with the infantilization of grown women, with the sexualization of children, what do you have to say about it, really? There's so much. Where do we even start? Where do we even stop? I want to remind people that you can follow us on Facebook, facebook.com/positivelyrevolting. You can also follow us on Twitter, Positive Revolt. And you can email us at positivelyrevolting@gmail.com. All of those things said, excuse me, now I'm going to just sort of choke. All of those things said, we do want to engage in this discussion this morning of patriarchy, of the rape culture that surrounds it, that in fact ensures its continuation. To that end, there's information coming out about another case, very akin to the Steubenville case. It's the Maryville case. I don't know if people have been hearing about that. But it's another incident of young teen girls, a 14-year-old and a 13-year-old being raped by two football players who are in their late teens, and the women being blamed. And one might ask, again, why does that happen? Well, these are football players. These are important. And not only is this a football player, but in fact, he's the grandson of a Republican Representative Rex Barnett in Missouri. And seems that prosecutors just don't really want to take the case so much. You know, it's one of those things. It's unfortunate, but it doesn't seem to be a lot with this case, say the prosecutors. Yeah, so there's a lot going on.
Dialing in those favors.
There is a lot going on. The details of the Steubenville case to the Maryville case are strikingly similar. It does involve teen drinking. It involves football players with well-connected families. It alleges rape and sexual assault that is caught on video, but in this case, the Maryville boys erased the video because they kind of figured maybe that was taking it too far. The Steubenville case drew massive attention as part of an effort of internet vigilantism from groups like Anonymous. And now Anonymous has also gotten involved to bring justice to the Maryville case. There's an article about it on Jezebel, as well as several other sites this week. You can search Maryville rape case, and you will find all the details you want.
You know, one of the things Cynthia Enloe talks about in her book, I'll just bring this out instead of being able to ask her the question, but she talks about the glossy, high-speed, postmodern, racialized patriarchy in the financial industry, where in the banking industry, machismo means good. That's you're daring. You're willing to jump off those cliffs, and how dangerous and addictive that is.
Indeed. There are so many things to say about this book. I'm so sad we can't say them to Cynthia
herself.
We will
interview her some other time. But in the meantime, you can still get this book with a $60 minimum contribution to KABU.
And another thing she talks about that I want to bring up right now is something that she talks about as being in the eye of the beholder. You know, being taken seriously is something that is done in the eye of the beholder. And she mentions that when we as activists, as women who want to be taken seriously, start thinking about who our audience is and how they will perceive us, how that can very much affect how we act, the language we use, the studies we'll cite, and how we start, clipping our wings, frankly, to try to fit into the patriarchal model of how to be taken seriously. And I think that sort of self-limitation is one of the most chilling effects.
It's soul-crushing.
Of patriarchy. She mentions how, you know, as analysts, as commentators, as thinkers, we will shy away from using words like patriarchy in discourse if we want to be taken seriously, if we don't want to be written off as, one of those crazy,
cranky,
radical feminists. you know, who obviously are just ranting mad and have no idea what they're talking about. How, you know, we won't talk about those issues that affect our lives and call them with the language that is plain, right? So I think that that really is worth some thinking. And I think, in fact, that is one of the things that Lynn and I are here to stand firmly against. We do not play to the beholder. We come from come at these issues really from the grassroots, from our personal experience, from our lives. And that is the essence of community radio. We are not here to please the experts. We are not here to suit our corporate masters. We are not here to soothe and assuage the patriarchy. We are here, in fact, to shake things up. We are here, in fact, to create social change together with you, our listeners, to broaden the discourse and to, in fact, impact our lives, to, in fact, make a better world together. Isn't that right, Grace?
Wait a minute. Okay, here we go.
Isn't that right?
We have the music. We have the magic now. Yes, I absolutely agree with you.
We do
absolutely
have the magic.
We do have the magic, yes. Yes. But if you agree, it's not so much that I agree. It's a matter that if you agree with that, then you need to make that phone call, 877-500-5266. You know, this is such an amazing community effort here, and we cannot do it without you. So, I mean, I was one of those people, too. I waited for a long time and listened for a long time before I became a member. When I finally became a member back in 1997 or whenever it was, it made all the difference in the world. So we want that difference to happen for you. 877-500-5266. Hey, I want to thank some restaurants. You know, every time when we have membership drive, we always get these amazing restaurants. They donate food to help our volunteers get through the long hours of answering phones and, you know, entering data and doing everything that we do here. And I want to thank Bar Carlo at 6433 Southeast Foster Road, Eddie's Flat Iron Pizza at 1233 North Killingsworth, and Sub Rosa at 2601 Southeast Clinton. Thank you so much, restaurants. It's a great help, and we are really love your support. And we want you to join these restaurants and these other folks who've been calling us this morning to be part of this community effort. And to do that, make that call right now, 877-500-5266. Go online and go to kboo.fm, hit that tip jar on the upper right-hand side, and you're going to find some great online gifts.
Absolutely. And I call out to frequent callers. I call out to you now. I'm calling you out to let us hear your voice on the 877-500-5266 number to support this station that you get to express yourself on.
Talk radio is so great, you know, because it really does open up to the community, you know, and lets us speak. How many of us get a chance to speak, really, in any kind of public forum? And this is your great opportunity to do that. So we'd love to hear from you. If you want to call and contribute to the conversation, great. But before that, make that call to 877-500-5266 and become a member and support this great opportunity, this great place, this great radio station. I get so excited.
Thank you all.
And also, again, to remind people that for your $60 contribution, you can do that all at once on a credit card. You can do it $5 a month.
Yeah.
You can have us send you a bill and send us a check in when you get paid next. It, you know, whatever it takes, however you are able to do it, we want your participation. And you can get for that $60 minimum contribution, Cynthia Enloe's book, Seriously. And I got to say, it's a great book.
Yeah, it sure is. And I love what she's talking about, as if women mattered. Wow, what a concept.
I know.
Yeah, really. Really.
I know. And she talks a lot in this book about her, how she came to feminism in the late, she started out being as an academic, an anthropologist or a sociologist in the 60s and 70s. And I love one quote where she was coming to, because they never used to even have women's books in literature classes. I remember Ursula Le Guin and Margaret Atwood talking about how they went all the way through school without any even female authors happening in the 60s.
So
how true. And she said, for the first time, She had delved into the history and current politics of prostitution, gendered arms manufacturing, nursing, and marriage, topics no political science professor in the 60s, Berkeley, had ever suggested I consider. We have come a certain amount of way in that.
Some.
We have come
Thank
a
you.
Little bit. One way you can help us continue to grow in that way is to dial 877-500-5266 and contribute to KABU. Contribute to Positively Revolting.
Absolutely.
We would appreciate it.
This is one great way to smash the patriarchy, if that is what your interest is. And we hope it is, because that's what it's all about here, right now, on KBOO.
In fact, this is your radio station. This is Positively Revolting. I'm Ani. I'm here with Lynn. And we thank you, Grace. We'll check back with you in just a few.
Awesome.
And we're looking to raise $1,000 this morning for this program here at the beginning of KABU's News and Public Affairs Day. It is a participatory action here, News and Public Affairs Day. We would love to hear from you at 503-231-8187 if you have something to say about smashing the patriarchy, just like Marie does. Good morning, Marie. You're on the air.
Good morning. You all are the best. Can you hear me all
Yes,
right?
We can.
Okay, first of all, on this great book, Smashing the Patriarchy, I'm hoping that as soon as possible we can try and have her on again. And actually, I was very interested in the other book. And was that called Beaches, Bombs, and Babes, her other book?
Yeah, that is her one of her other books. It's a great book.
Bananas, Beaches, and Bases.
It's
Bananas, Beaches, and Bases. Okay, mm-hmm. Got it all mixed up. Bananas, Beaches, and Bases.
Yeah,
okay,
and the book that she has recently written that is being released any minute now is Seriously Investigating. Look at that. I can read upside down. Investigating Crashes and Crises as If Women Mattered. Seriously recommend Cynthia Enloe as a really critical thinker of our times.
She's a scholar,
Wonderful.
That
and,
woman.
And I wanted to make a couple comments, but uh-huh. First of all, I'm just repeating, hoping we can try again and get her again. And I'd like to hear
We will
about
in the future. Uh-huh.
But back to patriarchy, I want to make two quick comments. One is about women as mothers, and one is about women as elders. And I feel like you all mentioned about us they're trying to clip our wings. Well, mothers are forming half of the planet. It's a huge, huge responsibility. And by the way, the last time I sent in a contribution to KABU, I sent $60. I'm proud to say, so I'm proud to contribute to KABU. I love KABU. And then I have one or two more points and I'm done, okay?
Uh-huh.
Okay, so my other two points, we talked about creating social change, and I feel like that if we all heard Amy Goodman this morning, they talked about War College. Well, I had a relative who went to War College. He was a patriarchal male, very cool. He was a very devout member of War College, and man, was he mean, an extremely male chauvinist and really, really mean, and I'm sure he's repenting and he's dead now in his new life. On the other side, but back to the elders, one time I called you all and I mentioned a radical idea and I talked about revolt of the harem. And so here's a way that I would relate it. Here's my pack the punch climax to what I'm saying. With a War College, this could be a great bumper sticker. Don't service the War College.
All right.
And that was sexual. Don't service the War College. Okay, you all, you're the best. Thank you so much.
Thanks very much, Marie. Take good care. And we have on the line, next is Mike. Good morning, Mike. You're on the air.
Yeah, I want to interject some reality here. First of all...
That's always good.
As long as female desire families, you're going to need a man. You can't get around it. So therefore, you're going to have some patriarchy.
Well, also, now, hold on a second.
Whoa.
I'm going to go ahead and just go ahead and counter your assertion. I think that women and men can, in fact, be together in beautiful relationships, in fact, including families and procreation and all of that kind of good stuff, without one person dominating the other. I think that people can enter into relationships as co-equals. And there's nothing wrong with men. Men, yay men, yay. It's not true that feminists hate men. Some of my best friends are men. But that doesn't mean that we get to just say, yeah, therefore the patriarchy's cool. No, the patriarchy hurts everyone. It hurts men, too. What was your point?
First of all, I don't believe the females want to get rid of it for the simple reason that...
I don't think we do either.
In society, females outnumber males, and yet they always vote a man in the office for the president. They don't want to have a woman as a leader of the free world. So therefore, women are uncomfortable with women's controlling things. They want a man now.
Okay. Oh, look, Lynn wants to.
I just think there's a lot of glittering generalities in your assertion, Michael. And I thank you for calling with it, but
we're going to move on.
But we're going to move on because those are just kind of two general terms.
Look at the last election. It's a fact.
I don't agree on what facts are with you. I don't think so. I will. He hung up anyway. Okay,
but I mean that's good because we are going to move on. I think we can look at a lot of historical precedent as to why there have not been women elected as presidents. We can look at a lot of reasons why.
That is a huge sociological.
And I'm just going to put it out there one more time. I don't ever want to hear anyone call the show and say women want to get rid of men, or feminists hate men, or feminists want to get rid of men. That's malarkey. All right, moving on to the actual issues. Tim, you're on the air.
Hey, I love hearing you guys, and I'm tuning in as often as I can. And great job in handling that last issue with the last caller. Hey, I just wanted to let you know I'm having a personal experience with hierarchy, patriarchy in the medical institution. Mm. And I don't know if anyone's been paying attention to the coverage in the Oregonian by Steve Doohan about a case going on right now involving a Mid-Columbia Medical Center. And before that, Emmanuel in Portland, where a nurse in the ER was abusing patients, and we've traced it back. That gentleman was also an employee at Mid-Columbia Medical Center in the Dalles, Oregon, where at the current moment, we're waiting on Monday morning next week, there'll be closing arguments in a case where three women who were sexually abused during surgery by an anesthesiologist, Dr. Fred Field, who was convicted after confessing to 11 counts of sexual abuse and raping a coworker, these events occurred beginning in 2008, at least the ones that have been discovered and the women who have come forward. He was convicted after confessing, but now three of the victims in this case are bringing suit against the Mid-Columbia Medical Center, who, what it appears, knew and covered up the fact that this gentleman was a predator, lost documents, failed to turn over important evidence to the local authorities, the police. These three women are probably the most courageous I have ever seen in my life. The entire hospital staff is required to come to trial, which has been going on for over 3 weeks. And I tell you, if anyone out there wants to come on Monday morning and show up at the Wasco County Courthouse and stand by these ladies, there's a tremendous opportunity to smash this patriarchy as it exists in the medical community.
Tim, I thank you very much for calling up this morning and giving us that information. Take
Wonderful.
Care.
Thank you. Keep up the good work.
And you. And it is about, let's say, 22 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock. You are listening to KBOO, your community radio station. This is Positively Revolting. I'm Ani. I'm here with Lynn. And we ask that you support KBOO right about now with a little of your hard-earned money. If you want to queue up and actually call in to the program, you can do that at 503-231-8187. And I really hope that if you use the airwaves to express your opinions, well, you know, you use them to listen to the opinions, to broaden your own discourse and to engage in that kind of, well, community thought. Please support the airwaves. You're really the thing that does it. You are the entity that continues our existence with your sponsorship right now at 877-500-5266. 877-500-5266 is the number to call this morning. to become a member of KBOO Community Radio or to renew your membership this morning here on KBOO. Good morning, Grace.
Good morning. Hey, I have someone to thank.
That's
I have Tiffany, who is a new member from Southeast Portland. Yay, Tiffany.
Thank you, Tiffany.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. And if you want to join Tiffany, call us right now, 877-500-5266. The phone's ringing right now. Hey, you know, we've got Rebecca, we've got Danny, we've got Sun, we've got Sam, all down here waiting to take your call. These are all longtime KBOO members and volunteers and community members, and they are down here because they believe in what we're doing. I'm keep going back to that darned old 503. 877-500-5266. Make that call. This is a great time to do it. It's very exciting down here. We've got a lot of folks here. We've got some people here just waiting to talk to you.
I want to remind people that for your contribution of $180 or more, you can, in fact, get Lynn and I as your thank you gift. You can have us for about an hour and a half. We will do your astrological chart. We will read your cards. We will buy you tea. It's you know, one of those things that we can do, and it's kind of fun. And we've had people, you know, well, tell us we're good. I'll say that.
They're very good.
It's, again, your contribution of $180 supports this radio station, keeps the information flowing to you that you have come to rely on from KBOO, and also, you know, gets you an hour and a half consultation of astrology and tarot with Lynn and myself to be redeemed sometime during December, January, or February. That is your choice, but not until December.
I don't think you could get that in the real world for $180.
Maybe not.
But it's 877-500. It's a great deal. It's a great way to help KBOO.
It is.
Yeah. 5266. Sorry.
877-500-5266. We're just going to give you random numbers. Yeah. And it's going to be like
an anagram.
Put them together.
Yeah. 877-500-5266. Or go to the web and go to kboo.fm and hit that little tip jar on the top upper right-hand side.
And you'll be glad you did, so will we.
Absolutely.
Good morning, everyone. This is my name is Sam. I'm kind of supervising this this thing here. And I have breaking news here.
Yes, Sam.
We have reached 10% of this hour's goal. And that is very encouraging because it means that we can do this with your support when you call 877-500-5266. And you can tell Danny or Rebecca, depending on who picks up your call first, how much the amount of your radio bill and how you wish to pay it. We need your support. You need the support that KBOO provides for you by bringing you the information you cannot get elsewhere. And you need, and so it's up to you to provide the funds that KBOO cannot get elsewhere. 877-500-5266. We're trying to raise another $900 in 17 minutes. That sounds huge, and it is. And we can
but
do
doable.
It with your support. Call now, 877-500-5266. Thank you.
The only way we can do it, in fact, is with your support. We cannot do it without you. It's true. You are the grassroots. Mm-hmm. You support the grassroots radio station.
And we are the grassrootiest.
And we wouldn't have it any other way.
877-500-5266. You can show your support for Progressive Talk Radio here on KBOO. We've been bringing it to you for, almost 20 years here on Positively Revolting. It's true. We'll be, my goodness gracious me. Yes, we'll be 20 next year. Goodness.
Don't do the numbers.
No, on that.
But we ask that you support this effort here on KBOO, and we ask that you support your entire community, because that's what you're doing. That's what your call does. It makes sure your entire community has access to this kind of information and this relevant kind of conversation. So please do give us that call at 877-500-5266. For your $60 contribution, you can pick up your copy of Seriously by Cynthia Enloe. We will interview Ms. Enloe
and
later
if you get that book, you can read it and ask her informed questions when we interview her.
That's
again.
Right. You can study up for that show. Mm-hmm. That'll come up probably sometime in
December. It's excellent homework, folks.
Hey, I've got good news. What? We're up to 20% of our goal.
Excellent.
We are moving forward, and the phone just rang. So
little piece by little piece.
Little piece by piece. And that's how it works. Many, many people people support, you know, bring a little bit in each, and it's great. It makes it very democratic. We don't have to rely on corporate funding. We don't have to rely on government funding because we get to rely on you and us.
And we'll go ahead and check back in with you in just a moment. But right now, we want to make sure our listeners know that they should be calling 877-500-5266. Say yes to your community radio station. Say yes to Positively Revolting. And help us reach that goal of $1,000 here at the beginning of News and Public Affairs Day. Coming up on News and Public Affairs Day at 9 o'clock, Veterans Voice, Bill, Arlene, and Marvin will be interviewing Ann Jones about her new book, They Were Soldiers, How the Wounded Return from America's Wars. At 10 o'clock, Chris Andre hosting Air Cascadia. At 10:15, we'll be hearing a series of recent talks, including Thomas Lindsay of the Community Environmental Legal Defense Fund on the community rights movement, sustainability, and the right to local self-government. Thomas Lindsay, a recent guest here on Positively Revolting, in fact. We'll also hear an interview with Arun Gupta of the Occupy Wall Street Journal on how Wall Street is benefiting from this week's deal in Congress, and author and activist Bill McKibben of the 350.org movement and his new book, Oil and Honey, The Education of an Unlikely Activist. Professor and author Kathleen Dean Moore will also be on speaking on climate activism, and former British military microwave weapons expert, say that three times fast, Barry Trower, on wireless technology, microwave radiation, and its biological effects. All these things coming to you on your community radio station.
Excellent. 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 I was just going to go back to Cynthia Enloe's book, Seriously, for a minute and take a little quote. One of the things she talks about women, one chapter is women in recession. What? Women are in the recession, too, about the connection between austerity and misogyny. Interesting. Economic hardships, she says, and a result pervading sense of insecurity that can make many people receptive to conspiracy theories and scapegoating. Racism and xenophobia often thrive during hard times. So does misogyny. Consequently, taking feminist economic analysis seriously requires keeping a sharp eye not only on private employers and public economic officials, but also on the purveyors of meanness and their often seductive rationales.
Well, let's go ahead. Dang. Gotta love that book.
I know.
Let's go ahead and talk to Gordon. I think in just a moment we'll be bringing Gordon up on the air in a moment. Yes, perhaps that moment is now. Good morning, Gordon. You're on the air.
So, good topic. So, I want to throw something out there to you. It's going to probably blow some people's doors off. Okay?
All right.
So, here we are with the most powerful entity on the planet, the woman. Okay? And I think this is why the men, the patriarchal men, the perverted patriarchal, I call it the patriarchal perversions of man, where they oppress the woman, destroy the woman, take all of her rights away, try to make her enslaved, ultimately knowing that she has the power to rear up and bite his head off. Basically, what happens is we have the power, the woman has the power to give birth without a man. That is a fact. I know it is from the core of my being because our planet's over a billion years old, and I believe that everything on this planet is true. Even lies are true because we're based off of memory. So here we have a woman that has both reproductive parts. We have a woman that can give birth that man can't do. And I believe that under great amounts of stress in the evolutional chain, the woman will keep the species going no matter what. All of a sudden, last week on Facebook, there's an article about a woman in, I think, Palestine or Pakistan who actually gave birth to a child, a fatherless child without conception. So I believe that with the stresses of the environment, the chemtrails, the
pollution. Have the Christians found out about this?
I found that article.
The Christians found out about this? This is what I don't know. They've been waiting for that.
Yeah, so I believe that under great amounts of stress, which our bodies are now under, that we are going to see things like this happen more often, as well as the rifts between the dimensions are going to be even larger, and we're going to see things we haven't seen before and we haven't seen for a long time. And this is what the perverted patriarch is afraid of, is the truth coming out and knowing that men are really worthless when it comes down to bringing species into the planet. And that's onto the planet. So that's where I want
to get. All right, Gary. Gordon,
thank you for your comments this morning.
Yes, thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Yeah, absolutely. Widening the public discourse, bringing thoughts to light that, well, may be controversial, unpopular, or neglected perspectives.
I'd say that's the whole program charter right there.
That is, pretty much. There's some food for thought, and I'm going to go think on it for a while, but I'll do that after I get off the air, I think, more than now, because I'll go silent otherwise. Good morning, Harry. You're on the air.
Greetings, ladies. I'm a member of KBOO.
That's so good. Thank you.
And I've been listening to the KBOO since I was a teenager, and I'm in my 50s. So KBOO's been around for, what, 45 years. Yes, definitely. But my question and opinion I have is it's changing the American culture. And here in American culture, we have 50 states, and each state seems to have its own culture. Here in Oregon, you talk about taking women seriously. Here in Oregon, we have a lot of exotic dancing clubs. We have like 83 of them here in Portland. And in Seattle, they only have 3. So I like your opinion on, you know, what that has done, the exotic dancing has done to our culture and how it's treating women.
I think that takes possibly days to get into. But the quick comment, I think that, again, there's the article I started off the show with, the Jezebel article about sexualizing girls and infantilizing women, that has reflections in the practice. I think it also, there's a few things. Like,
I'm not going to go all dorking
real,
on this.
I'm not going all dorking on you. Trust me on this one.
I know. I'm just saying. I would.
You know, there is the practice of objectifying women, right? I mean, women can be entertaining. We can, you know, be sexual. I don't personally have a problem with sex work. I want it to be free choice. I want it to be free will. I don't want it to be coerced. I don't want it to be coerced through lack of economic options, which is surely another way of coercion, as sure as, you know, a pimp sort of taking a young woman under his influence. In the limited economic alternatives, dancing is sometimes a woman's best option.
Well, and some women that are exotic, I'll put in air quotes here in the air room, dancers are people who, women who want to dance, who can't get into the ballet. It's an extremely hard field to get work in. Some folks are working their way through college. There are a myriad of reasons why women are doing that.
It's huge. But the effect that having a proliferation of lap dance, private dance, and naked dance establishments, the effect that that has on our culture, yeah. When it is such a proliferation, I know when I drive home on my usual route, I go by 2 private showing lap dance places within a couple blocks of each other. And then there's the 2 or 3 sort of regular strip clubs that I would pass besides them. And I don't live that far from here, right? You know, so what does that have to do? I think it reinforces the idea that we are here as objects of sexual desire and not much else.
And it's a symptom of the problem. It's complex, and it's a symptom of the problem where shutting all those puppies down simply, I don't know why I called them puppies, but I did, simply puts a Band-Aid on an issue, puts some women out of work, and I don't think it's like trying to restrict pornography also is not going to help end misogyny.
Right. I think, yeah,
that's
there,
not
there are
where
deeper
the issue,
issues
there's
at play.
Way deeper issues at play. Why do people need to go to exotic dance clubs? That's sort of more the issue. And usually when those things get shut down, it's usually the women who are employed there who suffer.
So, Not exactly a full answer, but it's really all we have time for. We thank you for the question. It's a really deep one. Sherelle, you're on the line. Good morning to you, Sherelle.
Yes. Hey, good morning. I'm so glad for your show, and I wanted to commend you ladies for, you know, being tough enough to maintain this this avenue of communication and expression. And also I wanted to commend the man who called in pertaining to that terrible situation with the rapist in the hospital. And
yes.
I think that that's really impressive, and there's great depth and character. And men can exhibit depth and character and are certainly
absolutely
deserving of love, but there are a lot of men that are skulking around doing low, cowardly crap, and that's just the truth. And I wouldn't let my daughter out the door these days without some kind of serious weapon. And then the last thing I was going to say is I've pledged again because I realize, boy, this is a very important area to maintain the
Thank you so much for that. Sherelle.
Yeah, and the last thing I was going to say is in sex education, do you know if there's any discussion pertaining to the impact of, you know, intoxication or drugs increasing the vulnerability for young people? And if people aren't bringing that into sex education for young people, they really should do it. Because
I don't even know if that I would imagine sex education like arts has been cut from the schools because they're in Portland anywhere in because of the lack of funding. But I don't know. Do not quote me on that. That's
well,
just a
thought. The last thing I wanted to say too is, wouldn't it be cool if you ladies would do some evening talk radio where we've got women really talking and talking some more, because you know, when we go across the TV airwaves or computer or radio, we've got men talking.
Find us another platform, and Lynn and I will talk.
We'll always talk.
Well,
don't you worry.
A woman hosted talk radio, more of it, would just anyway. Enough said.
I have to agree.
We have quite a bit of that on KBOO, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, but it is all in the morning.
Yeah.
But in fact, all of our programs, really, except for Tuesday, are co-hosted or hosted by women in the talk radio strip. So thank you very much, Sherelle, for that. I want to just spend a moment sort of looking at rape culture. And we're going to get to Grace in just a moment. I wanted to read this piece that I wrote for a previous show, because to me, it really does sort of embody the enforcement tool of patriarchy, and that is rape culture. People ask what it is. People ask, how do you identify it? And I just want to give some key points. When you look around, we are immersed in it. Rape culture tells women not to walk alone at night. Rape culture asks if a woman who has survived rape was intoxicated, or if she'd gone on a date or had a relationship with the rapist. Rape culture asks if the woman fought back, how hard she fought back, or judges her if she did or if she didn't. Rape culture tells us to teach women self-defense, to carry a big weapon. It does not tell us that men need to talk to other men to recognize what rape is. It does not tell us that men need to talk to their brothers about not raping. Rape culture enforces patriarchy by underscoring traditional gender roles and invoking rape as a punishment when the woman steps too far out of line. Rape culture depends on the silence of women and the complicity of men for its continuance. Men have a unique role in ending rape by making it clear to their friends, their colleagues, and their kin that it is never acceptable to coerce, force, or drug a woman into sex. And that's just sort of some really basic thoughts on identifying rape culture and, you know, ending it. Because first we got to identify it, first we got to name it, then we got to end it, right? Hey, Grace, how you doing?
Hey, I'm doing great, and we're doing great out here. You know, we've got a bunch of people out here. People are getting excited. This is the fall membership drive, and we are waiting for your call, 877-500-5266. One way of stopping patriarchy is by supporting KBOO, because we are a very anti-patriarchal radio station, wouldn't you say?
Well, listen to the babies in the
babies.
In the studio.
Yeah.
We absolutely are.
We absolutely. So give us that call and make yourself heard right here. Get your name on the air. We would love to hear from you. You can go online to kboo.fm or call toll-free 877-500-5266. You know, that is so easy to become a member, you know, and one really great way to do it is through an electronic funds transfer $5, $10, $15 a month. You know, if you were to send us $15 a month, you could get an astrology and tarot consultation with Ani and Lynn. How about that? That's a, for $180 minimum pledge. These gals are good.
90 minutes and we'll also buy you tea.
And tea. That's a lot of, that's a lot for a lot. And so if you can swing that, if that seems like something you'd really like to do, then make that call, 877-500-5266. Or you can call and get the Seriously Investigating Crashes and Crises, As If Women Mattered by Cynthia Enloe. We didn't hear from Cynthia today, but her book looks fantastic.
We
and
tried.
What a great topic.
Yeah.
What a great topic.
877-500-5266. We have half a minute to go. Please do help us raise that goal of $1,000 tonight on KBOO at 6 o'clock on Bread and Roses. Rhonda Case and Paula Lucas will be on the program. They are leading a mission to end domestic abuse.
Woo-hoo.
So, you know, smashing the patriarchy all day long here on KBOO. Really, it's one of the things that we do every week of the year. It's well worth your support. Do take that collective action right now. 877-500-5266. Do your part to ensure social change through independent grassroots media. Do your part to ensure Positively Revolting, you know, continues in its existence. KBOO continues its existence, and you have your access to independent, free-flowing community radio. 877-500-5266.
Party. Come out and party. KBOO is proud to present a KBOO dance party with live salsa and Latin jazz.
Hi, I'm Nick Geffro, host of Jazz Lives on KBOO. I brought back my 9-piece salsa and Latin jazz band, Palante. We have some exciting musicians, including lead vocalist Isa Perez from Havana, Cuba. And Palante is putting on a KBOO benefit salsa dance party. Come hear us on Sunday night, October 20th, from 6:30 to 10 p.m. Celebrate with us on the big dance floor at Fontainebleau Nightclub. The club is at Northeast 3rd and Broadway in Portland.
Meet new friends and enjoy a KBOO community event with some exciting Latin flavor. That's Palante, Sunday, October 20th from 6:30 to 10 p.m. at Northeast 3rd and Broadway. More details at kboo.fm.
Good morning. It's KBOO, KBOO. It's 9 o'clock. No, it's after 9 o'clock. And it's time now for Veterans Voice. Hosts Bill, Arlene, and Marvin interview Ann Jones about her new book, They Were Soldiers, How the Wounded Returned from America's Wars, at 10 o'clock.